This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House will now come to order. Leading us in the prayer today is from the Pierfort Peer Ministerial Association is Father David Hussey. And the page of the day leading us in the pledge is Sierra Noise from Huron.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, Father, we give you thanks for this day, for all the blessings, those we see and notice, and those that slip by us. Give us thankful hearts, Father, for all that you so lovingly bestow upon us and all of your creation. Bless this house today, Lord. Bless all of its members. Bless the work that they have to do. Guide them, direct them, and bless them, and keep them close to your heart always. And we ask this all in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Alward, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Blair, Bardot, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Davis, Dennert, Derby, Deutsch, Drury, Duba, Fink, Fitzgerald, Goodwin, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hansen, Haugard, Healy, Hoffman, Howard, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Jensen, Phil, Johnson, Chris, Carr, Kynes, Koth, Ladner, Lesmeister, Marty May, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mortensen, Mullally, Odenbach, Olson, Ott, and Ernie, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Poyer, Randolph, Reed, Rayfelt, Reimer, Schneider, Smith, Jamie, Soy, St. John, Stevens, Thomason, Tiedemann, Vasgard, Weiss, Weisgram, Wheezy, Willitson, Wink, York, Speaker Gosh.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, there is a quorum.
We have a quorum. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Spencer Gosh, Chair.
The motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. Friday, January 14th, the fourth legislative day.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Consideration of reports of committees.
Representative Kent Peterson moved that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 97th legislative session, as found on page 20 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1064, direct the Department of Education to use certain fall enrollments when calculating state aid for school districts that decline in enrollment between 2020 and 2021. House Bill 1065, repeal references to non-resident holders of concealed pistol permits. House Bill 1066, prohibit the personal possession of a loaded firearm while under the influence of marijuana or intoxicated. House Bill 1067, require the waiver of animal adoption fees for veterans. House Bill 1068, clarify the processing of sexual assault kits performed on individuals ages 16 and 17.
Speaker assigns to House Education, House Bill 1064. To House Judiciary, House Bill 1066. To House Military and Veteran Affairs, House Bill 1067. And to House State Affairs, House Bill 1065. The following bills have had their first reading and are now being assigned. To House Ag and Natural Resources, House Bill 1037, and to House Judiciary, House Bill 1008. Announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Greenfield.
The Education Committee will meet next Wednesday morning, 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Rapid City flood. 238 lives were lost, well over $100 million in damage. And today we have with us Mayor Don Barnett. He was 29 years old, the youngest mayor in Rapid City history. A Vietnam War veteran, candidate for U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate. And at 3 o'clock today, he will be doing a presentation in room 413. Hope you can join us. Please welcome Mayor Don Barnett above the clock.
Welcome. Further announcements. Representative Smith. No announcement. Okay. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 in Approps, we will be hearing from public safety. So, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Milstead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in room 464. It's going to be an informational meeting. So, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Martinson.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted.
You bet. Folks, from 4 to 6 today at the Cultural Heritage Center is a reception. I wouldn't normally stand up to remind you of that, except that there's a really big appropriation being asked for, and I think it behooves all of us to go take a look at it, see the cracks in the wall, see the exhibits, see the plan for putting history in South Dakota first and foremost in the upgrades they're talking about. Reminder, 4 to 6, Cultural Heritage Center, the building built into the hill, just up Hilger's Gulch.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Reimer. That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.